And then, Leo, of course, we won't go off. We won't finish this without mentioning Clannad. You encouraged...
No, well, you see, what happened was then they were pulling the drinks while I was singing. Then they started singing in the pub. And people came on holidays in the summer and asked them would they go to Germany and France and Italy, and I booked them to go on tours, and I gave them a car for to go off and tour, and the place, they became so popular. Now, as I said to the visitors, you can hear them all around the world, the family and Enya, Clannad and Enya, and the poor old fella, he's still stuck in the corner.
It's a great story, Leo.
It's a great success story. It's just unbelievable, you know, like, and even at this stage, you don't know, will something pop up again, or, well, there's new music, like even Enya 2 years ago was nominated for an Oscar.
Yeah.
She didn't win the Oscar, but the fella that won the Oscar, he was 16 years waiting for to win it.
I know, yeah.
She'd probably win an Oscar at some stage.
She won it.
I watch a television program. It's 3:59 on Sky, and it's the classics. I was watching it the day before yesterday or yesterday, and who pops up there but Enya with her latest record. Now she has so many. Clannad pops up there often with Harry's Dame and the music from some of the films that they wrote, like my sons wrote the music and it was performed in the films. I can't think of the name of the... But they've written so much music, and their music is so recognized. And it was so extraordinary that Clannad had a sound that was second to nobody.
Yeah.
Enya makes a sound second to nobody. Like, the two of them made two separate sounds.
Yeah.
And both were very complimentary to the other.
Of course.
Because one sold the other, and the other sold the other, and that's been it. So, as I say, they hardly play at all now, but just gather in royalties for their music. And we're not talking about pence or so.
No.
We're talking about big royalties.
Yeah.
Because how many radio stations are in the world? How many TV stations that are in the world? And they're both featured on both. And every time these appearances are on television or radio or anything, it's clocking up money for them.
Of course, yeah.
And
Like success story, Leo.
Oh, it's a wonderful success story, indeed, wonderful. And as I say, I enjoy it myself because I'm such a success myself. I can't believe it that I'm there.
You'd still go up to Leo's Tower and sing.
Oh, I'd just stand on the stage, get on the stage and pull the old squeeze box and sing a couple of songs.
But the music world has changed. It's changing so rapidly.
But there are niches in the musical world. Like, for instance, rock and roll and jazz and all these. Well, jazz has a certain following.
Yeah.
And a big following and a certain following. Clannad have a certain following and a big following.
Oh, yeah.
And as for Enya, her following is nothing short of being phenomenal, like, because young and old, and people come in and say to me, you know, my daughter got married 2 weeks ago or 2 months ago or 2 years ago. It was her music was played at the wedding.
Yeah.
My father died and her music was played at the funeral. And my children were born, we called the girl Enya, and her music is played. It just keeps coming up all the time, you know, and as I say, you can't do any more with it.